Hello, church. All right, so what we're going to do tonight is walk through the Old Testament. So, sounds like a lot, but we will get it done. And basically what I want to do is we're going to build a structure, and into that structure we can plug different things in, but we're going to go from Genesis through Malachi, and we are going to see how that can impact our lives. And if you wonder about that, if you look next time you look at Stephen's first sermon in Acts chapter 7, you'll notice he walked through the Old Testament with those Jews, and he plugged Christ into there. You'll be able to do something similar to that. One of the people that was with him, listening, approving of those who were about to stone him, were Paul. And in Acts chapter 13, Paul parallels almost exactly Stephen's sermon. So even though he was an unbeliever, he heard that, and he walks them through the Old Testament. So we want to build that structure for you here tonight. So we're going to start in Genesis. We're going to call it the primeval period, which is the beginning of ages of the world is primeval. And who wrote Genesis? Yeah, okay, thanks, Joey. Who did he use? Moses. Within the last year, there was somebody here who was in college, and his professor patted him on the head and said, oh, it's not Moses. There were multiple authors and those kinds of things. We don't have time to deal with that tonight, but if we had about 10 minutes extra, we could pat the professor back on the head and say, really, here's where you were confused. But if you look at John 1:45, or 5:46 in John, Jesus is the one who tells us that Moses wrote Genesis. So we're going to start with the first 11 chapters. There's four things we want to remember in this primeval period, which is the creation, the fall, the flood, and Babel. That covers the first 11 chapters. So see, it's not so hard. We're going to keep moving here. We go next to the patriarchal period, and we're going to go from 12 to 50 in Genesis. So we'll come back here. I'll be moving around the whole stage just to give you some. Part of the structure is going to be to get a little bit of idea where things are placed, time frames, those kinds of things. 4000 BC, a city here at the top of the Persian Gulf is Ur of the Chaldees. That's when it was established, 4000 BC. In 2000 BC, God raised up four people who became the salt of the earth. So salt, Sarai, Abram, Lot, and Terah. And so Abraham is Lot's uncle, and Terah is his dad. And he called them to a promised land, called them out of Ur of the Chaldees. just want to mention, this is one of those add-ins. This is the same time frame of Job. Job was written, he lived in the same 2000 BC time frame, and in the Chaldean area. His real good friends were from Chaldean cities by their names. So that just gives you a little thing to plug in there. So we're at 2000 BC, God calls them. They go between the Tigris and the Euphrates River. This is in Chaldees. And they come to a land called Haran. And Haran, if you remember when Dave went to Iraq, he was up in northern Iraq. He had the Stash Bros that came and were there. This is real, real close to the area where Haran was. And at that time, Nineveh wasn't established yet, but it's in that same region as Nineveh. So it became Assyrian over here in Haran. And here Terah died, okay? And God, though they had temporarily settled there, God called them to continue on to the promised land. So they cross what's called the Fertile Crescent here. And so this is up north. Back in Babylon is about 500 miles across to Jerusalem. But what's this area in between here? By the way, this is full participation. So if you know the answers, you got to yell them out. What is this area here between Babylon and Jerusalem? It's the wilderness. So you can't just cross this 500-mile. Instead, it's going to be a 900-mile trip from Babylon or from Chaldeas. There's no food, water. It's wilderness. And there was actually a fairly large group that was traveling. Abraham was known for his flocks. That's how his wealth was determined. So he had lots of flocks. Shortly later, he had to go save Lot, who was taken in a battle. He had 318 men that drew the sword that did that battle. So this is a large group of people that's moving across here. You may have thought, you know, the four people that are salt of the earth, but instead it was a large group that was traveling. So they come to the promised land. We've got the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, the Dead Sea. You guys are the Mediterranean Sea. You can do the wave, but you got to do it fast if you're going to be. In between, there's a strip of land we're going to call Palestine. And here, Abraham had eyes of faith. Not only was it counted to him as righteousness at that time, but he also had two sons that started with I. We have Ishmael, who was the son of the flesh, and Isaac, who was the promised son. And Isaac, God blessed, with two sons. He had Esau, who was hairy, and Jacob, who was smooth. God blessed Jacob with 12 sons. One daughter, Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. And we're going to turn our focus to Joseph, one of his 12 sons. Joseph was a dreamer. And because of jealousy, his brothers sold him into Egypt, into bondage, slavery. And all of Israel came down, was with him. Ultimately, all ended up in slavery for 400 years. And that ends the Genesis in the patriarchal period. So the primeval period, what do we want to remember? What four things? Creation, flood, the fall, Babel. And that's the first 11 chapters. So we come to a city at the top of the Persian Gulf. It is Ur of the Chaldees. And it was established 4,000 B.C. In 2,000 B.C., God called four people out who were the salt of the earth. They were Sarah, Abraham. It's full participation, Lot and Terah. God called them out. They went up through the Tigris and Euphrates River, settled temporary in Haran, where Terah died. God called them to continue to their promised land. We have the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Dead Sea, Mediterranean Sea, strip of land in between called Palestine. And here Abraham had eyes of faith, and he had two sons, Isaac and Ishmael. And Isaac had two, God blessed him with two sons, Esau, Jacob. And Jacob, God blessed with 12 sons and one daughter. Someone's in the kitchen. We're going to change our focus, look our focus over to Joseph. He was a, and from jealousy, his brothers sold him slavery into. And they were there for, all right. John, repetition is the mother of retention. So we will be doing some repetition so that you will build this whole structure into you. So we're moving out of the patriarchal period. And God raised up a deliverer whose name was Moses. So we're in the Mosaic period. We're going to go from Moses to Joshua here. So Moses goes to Pharaoh and says, let my people go. Pharaoh says, no. So God sends 10 plagues on them. In Exodus 12:12, if you look, God said his judgments were sent to judge the gods of Egypt. And it's curious, all of these plagues that get done or attacking some aspect of the Egyptian religion. So he's wanting to take that down in this same process. So after the 10th plague establishes the Passover, the people are let go and they come to the Red Sea. It's divided in two and the people cross on dry land. They get to the other side. They take a sharp right turn. They come to Mount Sinai Here they receive the law. And the law is, can be divided into three parts: moral, civil, ceremonial. They also receive the instructions for the tabernacle. They followed that to the letter. And they receive the rules for Levites and priests, all on Mount Sinai. They leave Mount Sinai and they come to a wide spot in the road called Kadesh Barnea. Here they sent up 12 spies into the promised land to see if it was filled with milk and honey. They came back. Indeed, it was filled with milk and honey. But of the 12 spies, 10 of them said, no, there's giants in the land and we're like grasshoppers. The two came back. They lived by faith. They were Joshua and Caleb. The people believed the 10. So they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief. And we'll remember this time in the wilderness for manna, the rock that followed them with water, because remember, there's no food or drink here, just on its own. Quail, and that generation died out. Anyone over 20 years of age died in that 40-year period. Then they come to the top of the Dead Sea. Here Moses preaches three long sermons, and then he dies. And that will wrap up the first five books of the Old Testament. That Deuteronomy is where you'll find those three long sermons. So, the primeval period, we want to remember creation, fall, flood, Babel. Then we come to a city 4,000 BC. It is called of the Chaldees. In 2,000 BC, God raised up four people who were the salt of the earth. They were Lot and Terah. That God called them to a promised land. They went north between the Tigris and the Euphrates River, and they settled temporarily in Haran. Here, Terah died. They came across, called the Fertile Crescent. By the way, as they're coming into the promised land, you'll often read they came from the north. So even when Babel was coming, who was straight east, they came from the north because they couldn't cross that wilderness period. They would have to come this way across to keep their armies fed and then come down from the north. We come into the promised land with Abraham, Sarah, and Lot. We have the Sea of Galilee, Jordan River, Dead Sea, Mediterranean Sea, or Great Sea, it's often called. Strip of land in between called Palestine. Here, Abraham had eyes of faith, and he had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac. God blessed Isaac with two sons. It was Esau, he was hairy, and Jacob, he was smooth. God blessed Jacob with 12 sons and one daughter, Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen. We change our focus to Joseph. Joseph was because of jealousy, his brothers sold him into Egypt. Four. By the way, somebody will ask for a volunteer at the end of this, and somebody out there is going to be able to walk through this same thing. So just giving you a little heads up. So we're 400 years in Egypt. We end the patriarchal period, and we go into the Mosaic period. God saw his people, and he raised up a deliverer named. He went to Pharaoh and said, and Pharaoh said, so he sent 10 plagues. The last plague started Passover. The people were freed, and they came to the Red Sea. God split the Red Sea. They crossed through on dry land. There they took a sharp right turn, came to Mount Sinai. And here they received the law. It can be divided into three parts: moral, civil, ceremonial. They also received instructions for the tabernacle, which they followed to the letter. They had also received the rules for the priests and Levites. From there, they come to a wide spot in the road called Kadesh Barnea. This is actually 2 years after Passover at this point, where they are. And they send up 12 spies into the promised land. 10 come back and say, nope. 2 come back and say, yes. They lived by faith. They were Joshua and Caleb. The people, because of unbelief, were now had to spend the next 40 years in the wilderness, wandering around until, first we want to remember four things in the wilderness. They are manna, the rock, quail. That generation died. That's everybody over 20 years old that died, was that generation. They come to the top of the Dead Sea, where Moses preaches three long sermons, and then he dies. All right, now we're going to go into the period of the judges. So God raises up a five-star general, and his name is Joshua. They come to the Jordan River. This is the time of year when it's flooding and over its banks. God tells them, put the ark with the priests. They walk to the Jordan River, and it's still overflowing until the priests put their first step into that. And instead of the Red Sea where he parted it, as soon as they put the first step in, the waters had stopped upstream, and now there was no water. They passed through on dry ground. About 3 million people were with them. They come to the other side, and here they conquered Jericho when the walls fell down. They also had Ai. After they dealt with sin in the camp, they conquered Ai. And this, then their strategy, God's strategy for them, was to divide and conquer, first to the south, then to the north. This period of conquest lasted about 7 years. And after that was over, they divided up the land into 12 tribes and assigned it to each one of the tribes by lot. The period of the judges lasted 400 years. Four of the more prominent judges are Deborah, Gideon, Samson, and Samuel. Samuel was the last judge and the first prophet. And although Israel had many prophets before that, this is the first time somebody had the office of a prophet at that point is Samuel. Now, judges is... you can find seven up and down periods. And I don't know about you when you read through Judges, but it really is aggravating to me. You see these people, God delivers them, then they will sin. They'll go down into a dark period. They marry the foreign wives. They do exactly what God told them not to do. He'll come in and deliver them again with another judge. And it just seems so infuriating as you read through that. The last verse of the book of Judges says, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. And then I realize, when I live my life and it's going up and down, I've been doing what I thought was right in my own eyes. And so I need to learn from that, because I am Israel. And that same infuriation has to be in the with God as he sees me, just do what I asked you to do. And so we get that picture in the book of Judges as we wrap that up. All right, first 11 chapters, primeval period. We want to remember four things: creation, fall, flood, Babel. We go on to the patriarchal period. There's a city, 4000 BC. It's at the top of the Persian Gulf. Ur of the Chaldees. God raised up four people that would become the salt of the earth. They are Sarah, Abraham, Lot, Terah. God called them out to a promised land. They went up between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. They came and settled in Haran, where Terah. They continued on into the promised land. We have the Sea of the strip of land in between Palestine, where Abraham had eyes of faith. And he had two sons, Ishmael, and God blessed Isaac with two sons. Esau, who was, and Jacob, who was. God blessed Jacob with 12 sons and daughter named Simon's in the kitchen, right? We turn our focus to Joshua. Joseph was a dreamer. And because of jealousy, his brothers sold him into four. But God raised up a, whose name was, and he said to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, wait. So God sent 10 plagues. The last one was established Passover. They came to the Red Sea, and God, and they crossed through on dry land, took a sharp right turn, came to Mount Sinai, where they received the, it could be divided into three parts, moral, civil, ceremonial. He also gave them instructions for the, and they followed to the letter. And they got rules for the priests and Levites. From there, they came to a wide spot in the road, Kadesh Barnea, where they sent up 12 spies into the promised land. 10 came back and said, and 2 said, and they lived by faith. Their names were, because of the people's disbelief, they wandered in the wilderness for, and we want to remember this wandering time with manna, rock, quail, and that generation. So they came after the 40 years and the generation had died to the top of the Dead Sea, where Moses, three long sermons, and then he. But God raised up a five-star named. They came to the Jordan River. It dried up, and they crossed through on dry land. And they conquered Jericho when the, then after dealing with sin in the camp, they conquered Ai. Then the strategy was to, like, first to the south, then to the north. This period of conquest lasted 7 years. 7 years. And after it, the 7 years, they divided the land into 12 for each tribe. The period of the judges lasted 400 years. Four of the more prominent judges were Deborah, Gideon, Samson, Samuel. Samuel was the last judge and the first. The period of judges can be described by seven up and down periods. And it's best characterized by the last verse in Judges, which is, every man did what was right in his own eye. So now we move out of the period of the judges. The people were looking over their shoulders at the other nations that were there, and they wanted a king. They said, "Those, we only have these judges. We want a king too." So the first king that they had was Saul. He had no heart for God. We have David. He had a whole heart for God. And we have Solomon. He had a half heart for God. Each of these ruled for 40 years, each one, so a total of 120 years. And we'll remember, when I first did this, SDS was Students for a Democratic Society, so it was a while ago. But we'll do SDS split, so Saul, David, Solomon, then it split. So after Solomon's reign, the kingdom split over taxes. Northern kingdoms referred to as Israel, often Ephraim, which was the largest tribe. Southern kingdom was referred to as Judah. And this split took place in 931 BC. All right, so we just want some time frames here so you know when the kings were there, 931 BC. If we look at the first 11 chapters of Genesis, it's four things we want to remember. They are creation, fall, flood, Babylon. We move to the patriarchal period. There's a city, Ur of the, and it was established in 2000 BC. There's four people that God raised to be the salt of the earth. They were Sarah, Abraham, Lot, Terah. God called them to the promised land. So they went up between the Tigris and settled temporarily in where Terah died. They came across to the promised land. We have the Sea of Jordan River, Dead Sea, strip of land in between called Palestine. Abraham had eyes of faith, and he had two sons. First was Ishmael, second was Isaac. God blessed Isaac with two sons. We have Esau, who was Jacob. God blessed Jacob with 12 sons and one daughter, Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen. We turn our focus to Joseph, who was because of jealousy, his brothers sold him into four. Yeah, you guys are getting these first couple parts down good. But God raised up whose name was, and he went to Pharaoh and said, and Pharaoh said, then he sent 10 plagues, just kind of memory, what were those plagues, what was that judgment against? The gods of Egypt. You don't have to remember that when you come up and do it. So they came to the Red Sea, and he parted it, and they crossed through. They took a sharp right turn and came to where they received the, and it can be divided into three parts, civil, ceremonial. They also received instructions for the tabernacle, followed to the letter, and rules for. Then they came to a wide spot in the road, Kadesh Barnea, where they, 12 spies into the promised land. 10 came back and said, and 2 said, they walked by faith and they were Joshua and Caleb. Because of unbelief, they had to wander in the wilderness for. And we'll remember in this time of wandering, manna, rock, quail, generation died. After 40 years, they came to the top of the Dead Sea where Moses preached three long sermons and then he. But God raised up a 5-star general named, and he crossed the on dry ground. They came to Jericho, conquered it after the walls came down. And then, after dealing with sin in the camp, they came to Ai and conquered it. This period of conquest lasted 7 years. After the time of 7 years, they divided up the land into 12 tribes. And what's that? Sorry. I know. There was a test, and so you get the gold star. So after Ai, the strategy was to first to the, then to the, all right, and then they split it up into 12. The period of judges lasted four. And four of the more prominent judges are Deborah, Gideon, Samson, Samuel. Samuel was the last in the first. That's right. The period of judges can be looked at with seven ups and down periods, and it can best be described as from the last verse, which is every man did what was right in his own eyes. So they were looking over their shoulders and wanted a king. The first king was, he had no heart. David, whole heart. Solomon, SDS split. So the end of Solomon's reign, the kingdom was split over taxes. And the year, it's a little harder. Good job, 931 BC. Now, the northern kingdom was more sinful than the southern kingdom. They had 18 kings. None of them were good. The southern kingdom had 20 kings. 8 of those were good. 200 years after the split, Assyria came, conquered the northern kingdom. They took them. And what Assyria, theirs was to assimilate them into the people and try to scatter them. There are some groups that fought to stay together, but pretty much it scattered and dissolved as a nation, the northern kingdom. 150 years after, and that's in 722 BC, by the way, that Assyria conquered them. 150 years later, Babylon comes across, conquers Judah, and what they do is they take the people back to Babylon as a group. You could retain your identity as a nation, still practice their religion, and stay together as a group. They were there for 70 years. This period is called the exile or captivity for them, and again, lasted 70 years. So the first 11 chapters of Genesis, we want to remember. Babel. That's the primeval period. We come to the patriarchal period, to a city called Ur of the Chaldees. It was established. And it's located at the top of Persian Gulf. In 2000 BC, God raised up 4 people who were the salt of the earth. They are Abram, Lot, Terah. Called them out to a promised land. They went up through the Tigris and by the way, the kingdom of Israel will have a border of the Euphrates River, so that's partly where you see. It hasn't ever happened, but it will happen in the new kingdom. Here, they settled temporarily in Haran, where Terah died, called them into the promised land. They came down from the north. We have the Sea of the Jordan, Dead Sea. Strip of land in between called where Abraham had eyes of faith. He had 2 sons, Ishmael and Isaac. God blessed Isaac with 2 sons, who was Jacob. God blessed Jacob with 12 sons and 1 daughter named Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen. Turn our focus to Joseph. He was a dreamer. Because of jealousy, his brother sold him into slavery into Egypt for him. But God raised up a named Moses. Moses went to Pharaoh and said, and Pharaoh said, no. So he sent 10 plagues. The last plague established. They came to the Red Sea and departed. They crossed through on dry land, took a sharp right turn, and came to Mount Sinai, where they received. And the law can be divided into 3 parts: moral, civil, and ceremonial. They also received instructions for the tabernacle, followed to the letter, and he gave them rules for priests and the Levites. Then they came to a wide spot in the road, Kadesh Barnea. What'd they do there? 12 spies into the promised land. 10 came back and said, 2 came back and said, yes way. And those 2 lived by faith. They were Joshua and Caleb. But because of unbelief, they had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And we remember manna, water, rock that has water, quail, generation died. They come to the top of the Dead Sea where Moses, 3 long sermons, and he But God raises up a who, named Joshua. They cross the Jordan River on, come to Jericho, and they conquer it after the walls fall down. Then at Ai, after dealing with sin in the camp, they conquer that. The strategy is to first to the, then to the, good job, Jim. Are you pre-volunteering to come up and do this? That lasted 7 years, and then they divided the land, 12 tribes. Then they began to, no, they didn't. First we have to do, the period of the judges lasted 400 years. Four of the more prominent judges are Deborah, Gideon, Samson, Samuel. Samuel was the last and first. The period of the judges can be described as seven, and it is best described by the last verse, which is, right. Now they're looking over their shoulders. And what do they want? Like the nations. And the first king is Saul, and he, no heart. David? Who did? Solomon had a half heart. Remember, SDS split at the end of Solomon's reign. The kingdom split over taxes. And that year was 931 BC. The northern kingdom is called Israel, southern kingdom. The northern kingdom is more sinful than the southern kingdom. It had 18 kings, none good. Southern kingdom had how many good? Eight good. In 200 years after the split, in 722 BC, Assyria conquers the northern kingdom. They take the people back and scatter them. 150 years later, Babylon comes, conquers the... So they take the people back into... And we call it exile, and they were there for 70 years. At the end of the period of the exile, the promised land is in rubble. And God remembers his covenant with the people. So he sends Zerubbabel, also Ezra, and Nehemiah. These guys were over a period of about 100 years. And Zerubbabel, this is called a period of restoration. Zerubbabel restores the temple. Ezra restores the people. Nehemiah restores the walls. And the decree to rebuild the walls was in 444 BC. That's an important date because that's what starts Daniel's 70 weeks. So when the decree to rebuild the walls is 444 BC. About 50,000 people travel back from captivity back into the promised land after the exile. And the time from Nehemiah until Christ is referred to as the silent years. And the reason for that is, if you've been coming to the Malachi study, it was written in 406 BC. There's no other book that was written in for the Old Testament in that time frame. There was no prophets in the land before John the Baptist came. And so those are the 400 silent years that occurred. So, first 11 chapters, we want to remember creation, fall, flood, Babel. Then we come 4,000 BC to a city, Ur of the Chaldees, located at the top of the Persian Gulf. In 2000 BC, God raised up four people who would be the salt of the earth. They are Sarah, Abraham, Lot, Terah. He calls them out. They travel north through between the Tigris, Euphrates River, settle temporarily in a land called Haran, where Terah dies. They continue on to the promised land. They come down with the Sea of Galilee, Jordan River, Mediterranean Sea, strip of land, Palestine. Here, Abraham has eyes of faith. He has two sons, Ishmael, Isaac. Isaac is blessed with two sons, Esau, who is Jacob. Jacob, who is smooth. God blesses Jacob with 12 sons, and one daughter, Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen. And we're going to focus on one of Jacob's sons, And because of jealousy, his brothers sold him into slavery into Egypt for some 400 years. But God raises up and he says to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh says, no. So he sends 10 plagues, last of which establishes Passover. They come to the Red Sea, and they cross through, take a sharp right turn to Mount Sinai, where they receive the law, and the law can be divided into three parts: moral. They also receive instructions for the tabernacle, which they follow to the letter, and they get rules for priests and Levites. They come to a wide spot in the road, Kadesh Barnea, where they send up 12 spies into. 10 come back and say, and 2 come back and say, yes. And they walk by faith. Their names are Joshua and Caleb. Because of unbelief, they have to wander in the wilderness for. And we remember manna, rock that provided water, quail. Generation dies out after the 40 years. They come to the top of the Dead Sea, where Moses, 3 long sermons. And then God raises up a 5-star general named Joshua. They cross the Jordan River on dry ground, come to Jericho. They conquer it after. When they come to Ai, deal with sin in the camp, then they conquer it. The strategy was to first to the, then to the, and this period of conquest lasted. And they divided the land into 12 by lot. The period of judges lasted 400 years. And 4 of the more prominent judges are Deborah, Gideon, Samson, Samuel. Samuel was the last judge, the first prophet. The period of judges can be described as 7 ups and downs, and is best described by the last verse, which is, man did what was right in his own eyes. Then the people were looking over their shoulders. They wanted a king. First king was, David, whole heart. Solomon, half heart. SDS split. The kingdom split over, and the year was 931 BC. The northern kingdom is referred to as sometimes Ephraim. Southern kingdom is Judah. The northern kingdom, now we're into the period of the divided kingdom. The northern kingdom was more sinful than the south. And it had 18 kings. None of them were good. Southern kingdom had 8 of them were good. In 722 BC, Assyria came and, right, this is 200 years after the split. They take the people and scatter them. 150 years later, Babylon comes and they conquer. They take the people to, they take the people captive to, back to Babylon. They remain together and they're there for 70 years. This is called the period of exile. After the 70 years, the promised land is in rubble. God sends Zerubbabel, Ezra, Nehemiah. They cover a period of 100 years. Zerubbabel restores the temple. Ezra restores people. Nehemiah restores. The decree to rebuild the walls was in 444 BC. And from the time of Nehemiah to Christ is, and 400 years is referred to as the silent 400 silent years. All right. You just did the whole Old Testament.